What if Gollum repented? What if he had somehow found the strength to resist the ring's pull and help not hinder Frodo and Sam at the last? Tolkien actually thought about this and gave an answer, so let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Gollum was a wretched, pitiful creature at the end, and at the end of the story, of course, his greed for the ring overpowered him, but there is no doubt that there was a part of him that sometimes came out, the Sméagol side. Gollum's psychology probably warrants a video on its own, but the Sméagol part of him did want to help Frodo, and that was to the fore of his personality for a while as he, Frodo and Sam approached Mordor. So I suppose the first part of the answer to our question is that Gollum did repent, sort of. It's just that he later went back and unrepented, if that's a word. If you're wondering why I'm using the word repent, by the way, that's because it's the word Tolkien himself uses to describe what happens, or could have happened with Gollum, as we'll see in a moment. Frodo had shown some compassion or pity to Gollum, releasing him from the rope that bound him, and Gollum responded in a rather touching way. Gollum looked at them. A strange expression passed over his lean, hungry face. The gleam faded from his eyes, and they went dim and grey, old and tired. A spasm of pain seemed to twist him, and he turned away, peering back up the pass, shaking his head as if engaged in some interior debate. Then he came back, and slowly putting out a trembling hand, very cautiously, he touched Frodo's knee. But almost the touch was a caress. For a sleeping moment, could one of the sleepers have seen him, they would have thought that they beheld an old weary hobbit, shrunken by the years that had carried him far beyond his time, beyond friends and kin, and the fields and streams of youth, an old, starved, pitiable thing. Gollum sensed a care in Frodo that he hadn't experienced for a long, long time, and surely also a kinship with someone experiencing what he had with the ring. From then, for a while, he was genuinely trying to help Frodo. Of course, Sam's suspicions and Frodo's lying to him at the Forbidden Pool led him back to his former self. Tolkien reflects on this in one of his letters. Sam plainly did not fully understand Frodo's motives or his distress in the incident of the Forbidden Pool. If he had understood better what was going on between Frodo and Gollum, things might have turned out differently in the end. For me, perhaps the most tragic moment in the tale comes when Sam fails to note the complete change in Gollum's tone and aspect. His repentance is blighted, and all Frodo's pity is, in a sense, wasted. Shelob's lair became inevitable. This is due, of course, to the logic of the story. Sam could hardly have acted differently. He did reach the point of pity at last, but for the good of Gollum, too late. I am one of Sam's biggest fans, but here Tolkien is clear that Sam's own pity for Gollum came too late for him. His harsh attitude and suspicion while they were approaching Mordor was a major contributory factor to making Gollum unrepent. So Gollum did turn over a new leaf, and there was a chance he could have kept up with it if Sam had shown more pity earlier and Frodo not been forced to lie at the Forbidden Pool. Tolkien picks up on this in that same letter and enters the realms of what if. What could then have happened? The course of the entry into Mordor and the struggle to reach Mount Doom would have been different, and so would the ending. The interest would have shifted to Gollum, I think, and the battle that would have gone on between his repentance and his new love on one side and the ring. Though the love would have been strengthened daily, it could not have wrested the mastery from the ring. I think that in some queer, twisted and pitiable way, Gollum would have tried, not maybe with conscious design, to satisfy both. Certainly at some point, not long before the end, he would have stolen the ring or taken it by violence, as he does in the actual tale. But possession satisfied, I think he would then have sacrificed himself for Frodo's sake and have voluntarily cast himself into the fiery abyss. This is tragic. Gollum could have stayed in his repented form all the way to the very end, but would then have fallen back under the power of the ring, taking it from Frodo, forcibly if necessary. I suppose this shouldn't be a surprise to us. In another letter, Tolkien describes the pressure Frodo faced at the end. At the last moment, the pressure of the ring would reach its maximum. Impossible, I should have said, for anyone to resist. Certainly after long possession, months of increasing torment, and when starved and exhausted. That is Frodo. The pressure on Gollum would have been all the greater. He had the ring for nearly 500 years, his life extended and hollowed out because of the ring. It dominated him already. He would have been unable to resist. But this is where it gets interesting, because Gollum wouldn't have just succumbed to the power of the ring. We might expect him to. Frodo certainly seems to have faltered in that way when he put on the ring at the end. But this is what Tolkien says would have happened to a Gollum who had repented after he took the ring. He would have perceived the evil of Sauron and suddenly realized that he could not use the ring and had not the strength or stature to keep it in Sauron's despite. The only way to keep it and hurt Sauron was to destroy it and himself together, and in a flash he may have seen that this would also be the greatest service to Frodo. Gollum would not have been able to resist the pull of the ring. He had to have possession of it, but it would have been accompanied by a crushing self-realization that he wouldn't be able to keep it from Sauron for long. As well as his growing love for Frodo, he also had an abiding hatred of Sauron, who had tortured him and whose ring tortured him still. So the only way to keep the ring for himself forever and hurt Sauron and be of service to Frodo was to jump into the cracks of doom with the ring. So that's what he would do. Yes, Tolkien is telling us that even if Gollum's repentance had stuck, even if he had then fallen under the ring's power at the end as he must, he would still have ended up falling into the cracks of doom as he did in the actual story we have. The tale was always fated to end that way. I will end with an observation that many others have had before me, but I think strikes a particular chord in the light of this truth. Gandalf sensed from early on that, in his words, Gollum has some part to play yet, for good or ill, before the end. He was right, of course. Gollum played a huge part for ill, and ultimately for the greatest good. Gandalf sensed this in advance, but didn't know exactly how it might play out. And he also seems to have sensed a little of the drama playing out in Gollum's own heart. In that same conversation, he told Frodo that, "I have not much hope that Gollum can be cured before he dies, but there is a chance of it." Hope is everything in Tolkien's world, and so that is probably why Gandalf took 3 eagles with him to Mount Doom at the end of it all, to pick up Frodo and Sam if he could. Gandalf rode on the 3rd eagle, but that 3rd eagle could have picked up one other survivor, if there was one. At the end, Gandalf still had that sliver of hope that Gollum might have repented and might have survived. "Many that live deserve death," he said. "And some that die deserve life." Which was Gollum? I'll leave that to you to decide for yourself. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support the channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.